Ruby Turner sings Obama on My Mind, the title track for a new musical debuting in London this March. She had been watching it on the BBC for most of the night and fell asleep. Around 5 a.m., something from the television woke her.
All I heard was the announcer saying, and he's walking up, he's coming towards the podium, and I'm wondering who is coming towards the podium. And then I heard his voice, and I knew he had won, and it was absolutely wonderful, you know?
I believe in my spirit, so I take it.
London's Mayor Boris Johnson recently had Obama on his mind when he addressed exclusion problems in London schools. He said that because the American president's victory inspired so many young people, it was a chance for schools to look at what opportunities they offered their students. There's an engagement program in Haringey for secondary school students aged 13 to 16. While these students are not permanently excluded from school, for many of them, bad behavior is the reason they are here. As the name suggests, this class is about engaging students in a higher level of learning. Entrepreneur Sonia Scantlebury volunteers her time for the program, helping to run a class of mostly black students, where the central objective is getting these kids to act and behave like a functioning business.
For the managing director, what you have to do, you have to lead from the front. And if you keep on talking to everybody, it's a bit... You have to set the example, but you don't need me to tell you that. You have to run your business, and all these individuals, it's all interconnected. It's very important you lead by example.
Organizing young people can be challenging, but she believes that if these students get to know themselves, they can run a business.
We all have a key skill that's unique to us that can make us money. And I think if we are taught to investigate that, the earlier the better, we have more chance of succeeding.
Osman, I know you didn't need to write a speech, but you still need to stand up to speak for a minute about why you should be selected. Dixon, all right, do you want to start?
Shh. Election day. Not for President of the United States, but for Finance Director of the class business. Every ambitious exec has to start leading somewhere. On this day, two students wanted the opportunity, and each made a case for why they should have it. Dixon first.
I can think on my feet, I can work on pressure. I'm also good at database, good at calculation, and also make sure direct manager and team always make visions for profit and not loss.
Now Osman.
I'm good with numbers, trustworthy. I'm good with people. I can talk to my fellow colleagues and I'm reliable, good with numbers. Sharp man
is not part of the count.
Don't worry about your audience, you project your voice.
No, I'm done.
You finished?
Yeah.
Okay.
A sheet of white paper was ripped into squares about the size of playing cards, and then the students cast their ballots. Lecturer Carlton Dixon, the class instructor, stood at the front of the room. In front of him was a whiteboard where he wrote down the results as he announced them.
Osman has received... Two.
Oh!
With a landslide victory.
Yeah.
With a number of votes casted.
Yes!
Thank you everyone for voting for me. Now I'm going to prove to you that you can trust me.
After about a minute's worth of congratulations and a short acceptance speech, the class turned its focus to a recent election across the Atlantic. It's hard not to mention Barack Obama and the word inspiration in the same sentence, but for the remainder of the class period, both Sonia and Carlton wanted their students to think beyond the obvious. The kids began offering their observations based on what they'd seen or read about Mr. Obama. Carlton, again at the whiteboard, summarized their points.
Positive things that you think Obama's gonna do, show black people in a better light. Black people, there's a lot of misunderstanding of who we are.
Sonia pushed these teenagers to think beyond campaign slogans.
You've got him there saying, yes, you can do it, yes, we can. What more do you need? Well, what do we all need? What's important?
We can show them that we're not just any old criminals on the street.
Exactly, but how do we do that? That's what I'm asking you.
Succeeding in the exams.
By succeeding, by doing what it takes for us to have a different perspective.
At face value, doing what it takes, changing minds, changing perceptions, sounds great. But as Carlton describes the day-to-day work with students in the engagement program, it's clear that teaching can be about struggle as much as it is about inspiration.
Many of them can't say, well, Mom, Dad, what did you do? I just did menial jobs. So there's no level of, right, offer my father, shall I do the next level? Offer my mother, I will do the next level. They have to find that through school or mentors in many cases within the community. But unfortunately, it's usually the rebel child that finds the rebel soldier on the streets, hustling, whatever, and that's where they usually take it. So that's the battle I'm fighting with.
Change can be a battle. Barack Obama has indicated that sometimes it has meant saying what isn't popular. Last Father's Day, he spoke about some of the ways he thought black men needed to take personal responsibility when it came to fatherhood. The speech provoked an angry comment from American civil rights leader Jesse Jackson, who, thinking he was speaking in private, said Barack Obama was, quote, talking down to black people. Others argued that Mr. Obama had long been talking about parental responsibility, a belief rooted in his being a community organizer in Chicago. For some in London, Obama's own family image is as powerful as the U.S. president himself.
The image of Barack is not just Barack and his wife and his kids.
Dwayne Brooks, now a Liberal Democrat councillor for the Lewisham Borough in Southeast London.
That solid family image is a massive influence on obviously young black men, as well as family orientated, normal black or white family orientated people. It's a big image because it says that you can do something as a family, whereas you know in some cases it's, well, the mum stays at home and the dad goes out and does all the work or vice versa. But you know, that image obviously will inspire me. And it will inspire others. But, you know, I hope if I win today, then I can inspire others as having personal experience of being voted in by the general public.
And Mr. Brooks is no stranger to public or media attention. In 1993, he was beside his best friend, Stephen Lawrence, when he was stabbed to death in Southeast London as the two waited for a bus. A police investigation never resulted in any convictions for Mr. Lawrence's murder. Dwayne testified to the inquiry into how the police handled Stephen's murder. The inquiry produced the controversial McPherson Report, which branded the Metropolitan Police as, quote, institutionally racist. The report is 10 years old, but Mr. Brooks thinks the police haven't changed much.
Has there been an improvement in the Met? Let's see. Do we have more reported cases of racism in the Met from employees? Yes, we do. Do we have an increase of racism complaints from black and ethnic minority people when they're being stopped and searched? Yes, we do. So, you know, has there been a change there? Change for the good, change for the worse? I think we've got change for the worse. If we look at recruitment now, that's different. In recruitment, the Met have improved. We now see more black and ethnic minority officers. You know, at one stage, you'd only ever see a white officer, or you may see one or two black officers. Now, you see lots more on the streets of London.
And while Mr. Brooks admits that things are changing at the street level for the Metropolitan Police, he also says the UK's own Obama-like moment isn't likely soon.
I think Britain's a long way away from any chance of having a black prime minister.
And Dwayne is critical of both sides of the front bench.
There isn't a black person on Labour or Conservative's front bench. That's well known, or, you know, that can really be looked upon as somebody that can inspire you. Why is that? I don't know. But I don't need to see somebody on their front bench that's black to inspire me. I know where I want to get to. I know what my goals are. So that's all what I concentrate on. Looking at Barack Obama and looking at what he's achieved, I can say it has inspired me, but it's inspired many people around the world too.
People like Northeast London resident Carol Perry, a black mother whose three-year-old son has had both his legs amputated. Carol feels that the NHS has never provided her son with adequate prosthetic legs. She says the limbs they gave Harvey have fallen off his stumps when he tried using them, and they were too short. The NHS declined to comment on Harvey's care. Carol decided to start raising money to travel to the United States where she could purchase better limbs. Because Harvey's growing, he goes through about two pairs of legs per year. Right now, Carol is trying to raise £40,000 for new prosthetics. She's campaigning schools, churches, supermarkets throughout London, collecting the money just a few pounds at a time. She can't talk about watching Barack Obama on election night without also talking about her own story.
I actually identified myself with Obama and my son, because it's an achievement for me to, you know, go out on the streets and raise £40,000, take my son to New York and get him legs. And it's an achievement for the world for us to have a black president in America, of all places, the first place, and to be elected by the people. So, you know, I felt really emotional that evening.
On a recent Sunday morning, Carol was sorting funding paperwork on her living room floor.
Where's that Lady Kim's number? The lady for the tins. John?
Is that a big bear?
You must know.
I think it is a big bear.
As his mother worked, Harvey scuttled across the floor from the home's living room to its front entrance in an adjacent hall. His prosthetics were off, and that was fine with him, because as he continues growing, wearing the legs is getting more uncomfortable. Carol is raising money as fast as she can. When she has 40,000 pounds, she will travel to the U.S.
So, I just need to call her because I have to deliver these tins, because she's doing the marathon, Paris 2005 marathon, her and her husband, for Harvey, to raise funds.
Mr. Bubby, baby.
Harvey's father, John, began to attach his son's prosthetics. As Harvey lay on his back, he continued playing with a small electronic toy. John placed Harvey's tiny stumps in the leg sockets.
Let's stand on that. Oh, devil.
Outside a large supermarket, Carol appealed to the passing shoppers for help.
Hello out there, to the people walking by. Can I appeal to you for a moment? This is my son, Harvey. He's 3 years old. He caught meningitis and had to have both his legs amputated above the knee. Right now, I'm trying to raise £25,000 to buy my son a new set of legs. Because the legs my son's standing in, he's had them 7 months now and he's grown. I've raised £18,700. I'm quite desperate and I need your help. And I'm asking you people walking past me to give up just the cost of a can of Coke or a bag of crisps or anything that you can afford. Put it in this tub to help me.
Right, so I'm just saying, fantastic work. This is what we hope one man can do with his team.
Back in Haringey, as class drew to a close, both Carlton Dixon and Sonia Scantlebury reminded their students that they have the ability to make change happen. As Obama would say, yes, we can.
Guys, you did fantastic.
You did.
Great thinking.
You really did. You all are, you know, you're all the leaders of tomorrow. You can tell us about.
We have come in first across the finish line. I believe in my spirit, so I take this.